Oh, what a night. Late September, back in 23. Two red cards that you love to see. And a VAR that was so tight. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Don't you love to see it? Don't you love to see it? Red cards, disallowed goals, VAR coming out saying they got a mistake. Own goal winner at the end. Happy fucking Christmas. Get in there. Who cares how we won? We won. It's beautiful. But can we all please? It is Sunday. It is a day of rest. Back in my day, people used to go to church and things. I don't know what they do. Could I ask everybody, no matter what faith, religion you are, could you please get your prayer mats out, your little cushion perhaps that they have in the pews at the churches? Could you get down on your knees, put your arms together, your hands together, please, palms together, close your eyes and say a prayer for Liverpool, who in their 100-odd year history have never, ever, ever benefited from a controversial decision. Can we all please just pray for them and hope that one day it happens to them? Fuck you, and fuck you some more. Absolutely fucking beautiful to see that fucking porcelain-toothed fucker sucking a lemon at the end of the day. Of course it's ridiculous, absolutely. I was had a friend round, was cooking him dinner. I went, that looks onside to me. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I've said it, I've been consistent right the way along. It's the people running it. I mean, to come out and admit that, I mean, obviously they had to because the TV picture and everything. It's a nonsense, but you love to see it. You love to see it. The Reds are subjective. You know, he went over he touched the ball, went over the top. Some get given, some don't. A bit like Romero's handball last week. And the other one, the first one, not really yellow, but then you don't do the second one, do you? When you're on a yellow, you don't do what you did the second time, which was definitely a yellow. But all in all, another entertaining game and another 3 points. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It's lovely. Oh, what a night. If Carlsberg did Saturday evening football. Tottenham versus Liverpool, sponsored by Carlsberg. My dog's looking at me like I'm absolutely nuts. Right, what else have we got? I'm in profit. I've traded a couple of matches on the Ryder Cup, but those of you who watch me, I'm bullish. I was bullish about the States. They've been a shambles. Showed a small rally yesterday, but it is all over. I am exhausted. I'm sweating. I must have had, and I'm not exaggerating, about 260 bets in this match odds, in this outright winner market. I am £62 green, having put about 20-odd thousand pounds through the market. 62 quid green, and I'm elated. It's one of my best wins of the year. I was just laying Europe yesterday at 106, backing them back at 112, laying them 106, backing them back at 112. And I finally got, and I had a liability on Europe and about, I don't know, still about a grand win on the USA. And I thought, I can't be fucking about with this anymore. I can't sit doing this all day today. So I've tidied it all up between last night and this morning to £62 profit. I will post, I don't post green screens because people get all upset and I've talked about in their isolation, but I will just post to confirm that. What an absolute fucking, I'm sweating, doing it all day yesterday. As those matches unfolded in the afternoon, I was praying for America to get up in all of them. Old McIntyre and Rose Spieth's been horrendous, hasn't he? Absolutely can't hit it on the golf course. But they are just about to start. It is a matter of time. I expect this will all be over by about match 7 or 8. I can't see Rahm losing, can't see Hovland losing. And then it's going to be where we go from there. But it is just a matter of time. The bleeding can't be stopped now. And they've been terrible, the Americans. Absolutely terrible. I don't know why I missed all that because I turned over football. I missed all the aggro last night when it all kicked off. So I haven't even seen it on Twitter. I was too busy finding salty Liverpool fans to laugh at. Beautiful. Give them, deduct the points. Deduct the points from Tottenham. Deduct the points. Give them all to Liverpool. Give them all to them. Absolute fucking nonsense, honestly. But say those prayers, please. Make sure everybody. Perhaps we could have a minute silence for them. Should we have a minute's silence for them? Absolutely pathetic. It's like the old celebration piece again. As many have said, Spurs have been absolute miserable for years. To have a bit of fun is great. That's what it's all about. I'm gutted I didn't go last night, but I was trading the football, trading the golf, and train strike, so it was all a bit too much. Anyway, lovely. Let's give you a couple of first half goals to... no, what have I got? I've got something for you. Hold on. I've lost my sheets. Hang on a minute. There. I'm all excitable, see? I've closed it. That's why. That's Andy, wasn't it, Ian? Well done. Well done. Well done. Very well done. It's the result of the year for me, this Ryder Cup. Absolute result of the year. Didn't think I was getting out of it. I'm going to give you a couple of... I've got an over 1.5. Oh, no, that's too short. You won't worry about that. I've got a couple of first half goal ones for you. Rennes versus Nantes and Roma Frosinone. Have I got anything else? Rennes versus Nantes and Roma Frosinone. They're both kick off 7:45 this evening, so you enjoy your Sunday, watch the golf, do the this evening. If they're 0-0, sort of 20 minutes, drip back a first half goal over 0.5. There you go. I'll leave you with it. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the golf. Say your prayers. Feel for them. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I will be back Monday with a Mindset podcast.